Today, people come and go to the beach through Surfside Park. However, not too long ago, it was a destination for another reason entirely.
In the early 1900s, the Surfside Casino stood right about here. Unlike today's gambling establishments, in those days, a casino was more of a general entertainment palace with music, dancing, and other activities to while away the time. For more than half a century, it was part of the Capo family resort destination.
A yacht, the Pauline II, ferried revelers to and from St. Augustine, while horse-drawn trolleys ushered them to the casino's dance hall, bathhouse, horse races, and sporting events. If you imagine it, you can almost hear the music and laughter coming across the sand.
Over the decades, the music went from ragtime to rock and roll as visitors came here to dance and enjoy the beach. Then, times changed, and in the 1960s, the casino closed its doors. In the 70s, the building was torn down to create Surfside Park.
While Florida's famous for its white sandy beaches, as you can see, that's not always the case. Up and down A1A Coastal Byway, you'll see variations in color and texture. Here, the reddish, coral-colored sand is made up of crushed shells, which give it its unique color. As you continue your travels, you'll see it change again and again.
Enjoy your visit today, and as always, we remind you to look for the A1A Coastal Byway audio tour markers as you travel along. And for more information, you can always visit scenicA1A.org.